It is important to be prepared for prosperity. So when they're saying being prepared, it's remembering to open to your spiritual energy, to your spiritual arrival, to your spiritual homecoming. So just the way we bring forth the energies for this transmission, in fact, each of you are bringing forth transmissions daily, often. And it is for your highest altitude that we ask consideration. In other words, what if you were ready to be on the spot, stewards of light? Are you ready to open? Are you ready to arrive? It is important to have this expectancy attitude. We expect to come through. We expect to illuminate. We expect you, therefore, to be a host. Now, what you are a host of is your own true remembrance, your own true self. Remember, there is no separation. So we are inviting you to be large. We are inviting you to be grand. We are inviting you to allow yourself the understanding of the Christhood that is your true embodiment in this very lifetime, shall we suggest. Within tomorrow, you will be extending yourself in graduation. Now, to extend yourself means to let go. It means to expect new material, new consideration. In allowing that to develop, you must proceed accordingly. You feel like you understand who you are. You feel like you are a limited being and you have arrived at the end of the mysteries of self. This is hardly the case. Imagine being introduced to a neighbor, a coworker, a new assistant. There is a newness. There is an unfamiliarity that you are set to explore. We ask you, therefore, to be ready to merge with that that may seem a bit unfamiliar at first, but in fact is your welcomed, awakened self that is more familiar than that which you have been surrounded by. We therefore are engaged in an assimilation of allowment for you to merge in a graduated stepping for instant recall. Now, how quick this happens, how quick you develop and align is up to you. You see, the more that you drop the need for the past to have any influence on your current remembrance, the faster, the quicker we can step up the advanced exchange. Now, each of you are entitled to a breakthrough. Isn't this exciting? We ask you, therefore, to step up the excitement, to step up the sincere pleasure of introducing yourself to your welcomed inheritance. Allow the energies to merge. Allow the energies to strengthen your desire to know more of truth, to surrender to the beloved being your Christ self, your total self. Now, with this inheritance will come refined skill making. Some of you are feeling a bit stuck, a bit cramped. That is because you are still functioning out of a false perception of self. Yes? So as we will increase your likeness to love, we signal your readiness to step aboard. Now, with this brings new introduction, new allocation of wealth. Your wealth, you see, brings you back to your mastery essence. You are not learning, you are not gaining, you are recalling. Allow the recall to be in the imminent delight. Now, and now again, and now some more. Can you permit it to be a free fall? to allow yourself to surrender. Imagine what this is like, to surrender into a whirlpool of love, to surrender into, a homecoming of light. Allow there to be a graduated increase. You need to feel that it is graduated so you feel supported, so you feel readied. Too much too soon, and you will be running to shore. This is hardly needed. So a simple increase. As we increase you tenfold, you may feel, sense, experience other delights of otherworldly remembrances. Perhaps it's a favorite amulet. Perhaps it's a secret cave. Whatever is being introduced is for your particular memory bank. What you are doing is sinking in, delighting with past master recall. Do you see how fluid this is? It comes in an instant. It comes in a hologram, all at once. All the secrets, all the energies of past lives of illumination. This is how easy it can be for one that is ready to step off the cliff. And what are you leaving? Despair, constriction, loneliness. You have an avalanche of opportunity that is set before. Allow this to be a grand awakening, remembering of your true gifted essence. We will stand by and assert our own administration. It is the gentle hand on the shoulder. It is a remembrance of a master's invitation. Perhaps it is the unfoldment of your particular disciples. Do you see? In all this time, you thought it was the other way around. You thought you were our disciples. Perhaps we have been a disciple of one or two of you. Can you remember this? Can you let go and introduce yourself to your new style of wealth, of love, of self-mastery? Receive, dear ones, receive. So as we're receiving this light, we're letting go. And the letting go is our past consideration. This means who we have considered ourselves to be in the linear. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, I'm a father, I'm a brother, I'm a son, whatever it is. These are just pins. They're saying like pigeonholes like this that are just keeping us steady. What we're doing is advancing beyond, they're saying the pronoun, like just that small little jigsaw puzzle piece into our multidimensional vastness. So our multidimensional vastness is going to include rapid succession. This means lifetime after lifetime after lifetime, when you were the seer, when you were the master, when you were the healer, when you were the interdimensional traveler. So it's like when I receive this, it's almost like a string of lights, where we're stringing many like parallel lives, many incarnations into one. So they're showing me like a safety pin that has all these other safety pins attached. Have you ever seen that imagery? So each safety pin represents a particular life. So we're not opening like to one lifetime. We're opening to a sense of relevance. So whatever your skill is, whatever your high note is, every single lifetime where you've held that quotient, that magic quotient, that vibration, you're receiving that download of all of it at once. So this is very, very essential for our homecoming, that we stop traveling in singular. In other words, just within the body vessel. We're using the body vessel, but we're claiming extraordinary triumph. So this means all of the various lives, all of the various parallel existences where we've held that light and we've held that canopy. Because remember, it's like as we introduce ourselves to our highest allotment, when I say allotment, I mean vibration, frequency, light. As we awaken, as we introduce ourselves to our truth, this is what is then serviced for all of life. So in essence, it's received by the collective. And so there's this merging and this gathering, and we're doing it on many different levels. So what we do right now is we piece it all together. So it's almost like we're agreeing to what is already occurring beyond our conscious awareness. And so our fulfillment in this lifetime is to bring it into the body vessel. In other words, to hold it, hold our multidimensional self in this very incarnation. So allowing that true remembrance. So again, they're saying like, it doesn't matter if you want to be a spiritual leader or you simply want to get your bills paid, you're doing both simultaneously. It's not a one or the other. Everything that you're resolving in your linear life has, I can't get that word, like, but I'm just going to say universal appeal. So in other words, what we're solving in the practical, there really is no practical. Each is introducing us to magic. Each is introducing us to our new welcome lifestyle. So receive that light. Receive that homecoming. A light, allow the light to quicken you. That means you may have been thinking about a certain situation from a very limited perspective, and then all of a sudden now with this new surround sound, meaning this new vibrational adherence, you suddenly see things differently. That's how quickly change can occur. So remember, like, everything they were saying, to allow ourselves to strengthen. In other words, allow ourselves liftoff, to let go, to not need it to be the way it was yesterday or even this morning. So allow yourself to receive that gifting. They're saying with overnight assurance. The reason they keep saying that, it's like fast. There's no need for the slowdown. There's no need for the pause. And it's going to feel a little strange. It's like, it's a little bit like exciting and intimidating all at once. So we're moving that intimidation to enjoyment. It's like excitement and fear. It's the same energy, positive or negative. So we're learning to let go. We're learning to slide. We're learning to agree. We're learning to bounce. We're learning to travel. And that travel, when I said travel, that was like the best energy I felt yet. Because that travel is introducing us to who we really truly are and how we're traveling. Just like bebopping in all dimensional realities simultaneously. And we all do this and we all enjoy it. So we're opening up and transferring that unconscious awareness to a conscious agreement so that we do that while in the body vessel. Let us receive. So when we're receiving, we're simply agreeing. We're acknowledging to what already is. We're acknowledging what already is. And all that can be in the new tomorrow. Meaning, we're the ones that say yes to all the good fortune that we now agree to. And the good fortune, again, is a vibrational remembrance or vibrational match to our inner harmony. Everything we experience in life is frequency. So as we open up to our light, we open up to all new essentials. And essentials being what we agreed to manifest, what we agreed to embody in this lifetime. So it is. Okay.